Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing great, Steve.
Happy Valentine's
yes,
Day to
I
you.
I love holidays.
Yeah, no bad gifts this year.
No bad gifts. I was preaching on Sunday, and I told the folks there that I had gone on Amazon, and I found these gifts that they said these are recommended for her, for the guy to give. And I said, you know, don't do that. One of them was the four-foot-tall teddy bear.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, hey, don't do that. If you do that, that bear doesn't leave the lid up or turn the thermostat down too far. You will be divorced in 2 years if you replace yourself with the big bear. And then there was, they said, give her the pocket beer opener card survival tool. And I said, if she needs a beer opener for survival, she needs treatment.
Right.
And of course, and then there was a facial blemish toolkit to get rid of.
Oh my gosh!
And I said, if you think that's romantic, you need treatment. And I'm just trying to help people out. And
some guys need help like that. That's for sure.
They do. They do, including not getting the little thing you put on your toilet that produces an LED light show every time you sit down.
I don't think that's
good advice. So don't believe everything that you see, that it really is good. But I hope everybody has a great, wonderful Valentine's Day. As most people know, it's named after Rudy Valley. No, that's not true. It's 141 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged annually, and research reveals that more than half of the U.S. population celebrates it. The other half are really angry at the whole thing, and
they don't like the card industry.
No, they don't. And hope you're going to have a great day today. And if not, make somebody else's day. Call them and mm-hmm. say, "Hey, Happy Valentine's Day." Nobody loves me, but I thought I would just express some care.
Anybody can be a Valentine, right? It doesn't just have to be romantic love. So.
I was sitting here feeling sorry for myself, and you didn't call me, so I think I'll just give you a little ringy-dingy. Hey, if you want to join us on the program today, we will be nice to you because it is Valentine's Day. Most days we're not. And it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. This is Take Your Life Back Tuesday. And if you're on all the social media accounts like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, there's stuff free there from us to help you. And we would love to give you help. But we'd like you to call in. And some people are already lined up here. 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio today for 3 hours. And if it's just us three, it's so boring. We really want to talk to you and see how you're doing. And so here comes the music. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to play a little clip from something I did on a brand new book that my wife and I wrote together. It's coming out in April. And we're really excited about this. One of the best books I've ever been a part of. Dave, no offense there, but it's called the Mediterranean.
Well, I can't compete with Misty.
Right, exactly.
The Mediterranean Love Plan, and it's 7 secrets from Mediterranean cultures that could just restore all the passion you ever had or wanted.
Well, no wonder it was the best book. written, you know?
Yeah, we wrote it
from
personal experience.
There was a lot of field research, right?
You had to validate it all.
I just got back from there. I think it was my third, fourth trip. She and I went. It's great. All right. We'll be back right after this. 1-800-229-3000.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 17th to the 19th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You may be watching or listening, and it's not Valentine's Day. Hey, sorry. We're hoping that something didn't happen. Jill just brought this up from her own personal research that what happens the most on Valentine's Day, Jill? It's horrible. Horrible. What is it?
Well, I'm laughing, but it's not very funny. No. Unfortunately, Valentine's Day is also a time where many people discover affairs. People tend to take more risks around this time. They're kind of, you know, encapsulated in their infatuation bubble. And so... That's unfortunate.
And they're also cut. I would think they're also torn between how do I be loyal to my spouse and how do I be loyal to my mistress?
And certainly a mistress expects something extra special, right? Because that's part of the fantasy of all this.
If you are involved in an affair, I believe that the word I'm about to say is from the Lord. Quit it. Okay? Quit it. Why don't you, rather than be found out, why don't you make this the day you decided to stop it. All right. Let's go to the phones. That's what we're here for. And here we go to Jane from Los Angeles, California, listening on the great station of KKLA. Jane, welcome to New Life. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you? Thank
great.
You for What's, taking my call.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. My question was, is it okay to be in communication with an ex if you're in a relationship?
Well, I have a question for you then.
Mm-hmm.
Does the relationship that you're in know about it?
It's actually the opposite, and I'm actually finding out that he's in communication with his ex.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then you know about it.
And he told you, or you just found out about it?
I just found out.
He didn't tell you. You found out on your own.
Well, he told me while, I guess we had a conversation, and then I had previously asked before, because I guess this person helps do designs and logos, and I asked if there was anything going on, or if they've had, if there was just anything going on. And he said, no, we're just friends. She's a really good friend of mine. And like, we've never done anything. And I was like, okay. and then when he brought it up again about the logo and that she helped him, and I was like, okay, well, I just asked again, like, have you guys ever done anything? No, we're just really good friends. And I was like, well, have you guys kissed? He's like, yeah, we kiss. And I was like, well, how is that not anything, you know? And then come to find out that was actually the person that he was in love with and wanted to marry. So that
now,
took me back. Yeah.
Jane?
Yeah.
I promise you I'm going to turn this over to Jill and Dave. But would you please answer your own question for us? Go ahead. You can do it. I know you can do it. You got it in you. You can answer your own question. So let's hear it. What's your answer? Is it okay?
I believe it's No, I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was trying to, I guess, flip it on me, saying that, well, this is not my decision to make because it's a business decision. And if he finds it beneficial to be able to get help, then he doesn't see that as a problem. And I flipped it on him and said, if I would have done that, would it be okay? He said he doesn't care. It wouldn't bother him.
It would destroy him.
Is this kissing part of a business relationship?
Huh?
Is kissing part of a business relationship?
No, but she's in another state right now.
Okay.
But he's like, if you do, you know, end up meeting her 6 months down the line, how would you react? And I'm like, I don't even want to put myself in that situation. Like, And I told him, I don't think anybody in their right mind would even have an ex around, period. You know, you would find another way to have someone else help you or just any other thing. Well, I just don't.
Okay. Jane, so, I think the problem is that he wasn't upfront about it, right? Clearly there are lingering feelings for this person. Right? I don't think there's a hard and fast rule. Sometimes people break up because they're just not right, and they do become friends, and the new person is involved. But it's usually not the last one that broke your heart, right? Or someone that where they're still...
Well, nor is it the one that you lie about.
Right.
To try to hide.
If you're hiding it or minimizing it, then that's a problem.
That would be more the problem for me, Jane, that he lied to you about it, and he minimized it, and finally told you the truth about it. And that's a pattern that would scare me to death in terms of in continuing in a relationship with somebody like that. That's not a good pattern.
Well, it's a lack of caring about your feelings. That's really the problem, right? He's not putting you first as the person that he's in a relationship with.
I was sitting here listening, and I was trying to come up with anything that might be positive about that, and I can't think of anything. And then I was trying to think of any reason that you should even be asking the question versus waving goodbye to him as he drives away for the last time. You don't want a relationship with a man like this. He's deceptive. He's a two-timer. He's a schemer. All of those things, if you move forward with him, you're saying, that's okay. If you don't move forward with him, and he cares about you, then he's going to say, what could I do to win your heart back? And then you would say, oh, well, thanks for asking. Get into a support group for men. Get a sponsor.
Develop some integrity.
Yeah. Get in a Bible study with other men. And write me a letter every day for a month telling me that you are being truthful or you were totally truthful with me that day. Those are the kind of things that I'd be talking to him about as I break up with him. There is no reason to continue a relationship like this. Now, some people might say, well, that's not the worst thing in the world. No, it really isn't. The worst thing is him getting an endorsement for doing any of that. And when you continue on as if it didn't happen or you accept his weak, lame apology, then you're endorsing it. You can't. You just don't have an option. You have to end it, hoping maybe he would respond and get his act together.
Now, if it was an ex-wife and there were kids involved, then you'd be upfront about that.
Right.
And there has to be connection. But there's when it's a girlfriend, it's time to move on. And he's kind of weighing you against her, I think, is what's happening. And you don't want to be in that position. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because he told me that he has no feelings. It's just business. And I told him the fact that you just didn't tell me. Like, I didn't even know that was her.
Sounds like to me that you're not convinced that it was totally unacceptable. It was totally unacceptable. And the deception is is just not excusable,
that's
explainable, nothing.
And you don't want that to happen after you get married.
All right, now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a copy of Is This the One? And I hope that's going to be a great...
I just bought it.
Okay. All right. Well, read that one.
I just read it last night, yeah.
Okay. Then let me send you something that might be even better. I'll send you Dave and Jan's book, Smart Love.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that could really help you there, because you want to be emotionally intelligent in every relationship. Smart Love coming your way. And let me do this little clip here. This is from TV.newlife.com, and it's all about the secret of health and longevity. That's from Greece. That's the secret of that Grecian culture from the Mediterranean Love Plan. Here's the clip on TV.newlife.com.
Well, we discovered that when it comes to passion and sexual fulfillment, oh my goodness, the Europeans have it over everyone else. And so we've got seven secrets from seven different cultures in the Mediterranean. Now I want to tell you about Greece, since I just got back from there. From Greece, the secret that we share is the secret of health and longevity. But I would also say it's also the secret of passion that I think exceeds the other cultures. There's an island in Greece called Icaria. Here's what they say about the people there. They forget to die. They just forget to die. They live often to be over 100 years old. But let me tell you what else. 80% of those 65 to 80 years old say that they have regular, satisfying, wonderful, fulfilling sex.
Okay, I'll just leave it right there. Anyway, that's from TV.newlife.com. You go there. Also, I did a program on bad Valentine gifts. You could see that. Also, you get some free time. Over 10,000 people are subscribing. They love it. I hope you will, too. It's TV.newlife.com. And now, back to the phones. Let's go to Rodney from Atlanta, Georgia. Listening on Sirius XM. That would be at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Hey there. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. What's going on in your life today?
Oh, just dealing with an angry wife.
Yeah. That's not fun. What's she angry about?
We've been married over 20 years. I was controlling, manipulative, dominant within the regards of our marriage, byproduct of porn addiction. That ship has since sailed. God has released me from that addiction, praise him, 3 years ago. So I'm in a state of emotional healing myself and learning how to be emotional. And so being emotionally detached through that addiction and through how I was brought up, it led to emotional abuse on her end.
Hmm.
And her not really realizing that until, I guess, about almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That she
is she getting any help for it?
Some.
Is she getting any help for it?
She's getting some. She had a counselor for a time period. We were separated for almost a year. We're since back together. She'll step in a little bit on occasions. And then maybe something I say or something that's done will trigger her, and she'll step off, and she'll get angry again. She's kind of recycled the anger.
Mm-hmm.
She had a personal counselor at one point in time, and she's confided in me in some really deep stuff that's going on in her heart, you know, and learning to be emotional, learning how to listen to her heart, pay attention to what's going on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so what's the question what's the question for us then?
How long is she going to be angry? How long is she going to recycle this anger?
17 years. Is that what you fear?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. You know, she acknowledges that I am changed. My kids respond and react to me differently. I'm learning to, or getting to know them all over again. They're getting to know me all over again, and they're 16 and, oh, my gosh.
You know, Rodney, the best day for you was the day you fessed up and made confession, and the worst day for her was the day you fessed up and made confession.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I would give her the room to feel what she feels, but I would also want her to tell me about it. I'd want her to talk to me. Because if she's holding it inside, it just kind of festers. And there's something about being able to communicate anger, not just to let it all hang out, but to be able to communicate the hurt in that and to be heard is the key. And so I would say to her, you know, I want to have regular times with you where you are able to just kind of let me know what you're hurting and what you're struggling with, and I'm not going to defend, I'm not going to explain. We say this a lot to guys like in this situation, but I want to hear your heart, and I know how I've wounded it and how I've broken it, and I want to nurture it back into a healthy place.
So that's moving toward her, which it's really kind of counterintuitive. When someone's angry, if you move toward them, it often calms them down. And even to do some physical touch, you know, just reaching out and touching a person's arm and being softer helps to calm them down, because she's spewing out what feels so horrible inside of her. And it's as if nobody is hearing it, nobody's seeing it, and so it just erupts.
And when she feels heard, that takes away the need to stay that angry. Mm-hmm. So every time she feels heard, the anger is going to lessen.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk briefly about why it is she would be so angry.
Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Dallas March 10th through the 12th. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back, and Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop, and we are talking with Rodney. Rodney, are you there?
Yes, sir.
My suspicion is that you are not the first man that has ever disappointed or angered her, right?
Oh, no. I'm receiving the brunt of it because I've probably subjected her to the most pain and rejection, but yes, this goes back.
Okay.
And she's at peace by her own admission. She's like, yeah, this is something that started my childhood.
Right. Okay. So you didn't make it better. You made it worse.
Ugh.
And this is exactly why we started Women in the Battle, which will soon be named Restore. Because it just, you have to have a place as a woman to deal with the fact that you're angry, even though maybe my husband's doing better than he has ever done before. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so you have to have a place where it's safe to say, I don't know. I can't believe I'm so angry at this, but I am. And so she needs that place to heal. What does she need to do to heal? She's got to grieve the fact that you let her down, that you put her down, that you disappointed her. She got to grieve it. She got to let it go. She got to forgive it so that she can accept the reality of who you are and what she's been through. And if that doesn't happen, it's not pretty. What does happen?
Well, and to forgive herself for being duped again, because you when you have this repeating pattern, it's like, not again. And just being so angry that somehow you got fooled into this position. And so it takes a long time to rebuild that trust. I think for you to be aware that you represent different people in her life at different times. Sometimes all the men that have hurt her at once. But even, you know, when you're talking to, you know, I think there's times when you can lovingly say, I wonder if right now I'm also, you know, representing your dad or you know, naming the people. You know, is this some of the anger you felt with them? Right? Not to diminish what you've done, but to say, I want to be here for you in all of the hurt that you've experienced.
And help her to connect it.
Yes, and help her to connect the dots that way, that it's not just you.
So your listening isn't just to hear about yourself. It's to hear about all the hurt that she's had.
It's to hear about her, right? It's about her.
It's a way to get to know her better.
Yeah, and the things that she's shared with me from her heart, I've never heard her, you know, I've never heard the things before. So she's trusting me to to open up to me and to be able to listen and affirm what she's saying and not demean her, because that's what I used to do. And so she sees this new person, but it's trusting this new person.
Yeah, how can it, will he really last? Yeah,
Like she's just waiting for it to go away.
Every time,
that's exactly it. That's exactly it, because she has stated that, you know, no man has ever fought for me, and I don't even know what it looks like for somebody to fight for me. And so now I'm fighting for her.
Yeah.
Well, keep it up, Rodney.
Rodney, your job is to contain and to endure and to persevere. Not to be abused, right?
That's what I keep hearing from God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things you can do, Rodney, is whenever she is angry, you need to redefine the anger as this is an expression of her pain.
Yeah.
And the angrier she is, the more in pain she is. And you manage your response by reminding yourself of the anger is a reflection of the pain.
Right. Instead of taking it that it's all about you and being wounded by that and retreating, right? See it as about her, and she's needing to vomit it out.
I don't retreat. I don't. I don't meet her where she's at. But in gentleness is what God's taught me through. I know I have a lot of time, but just what He's taught me and the fruits of the Spirit, and I see those come out of me now. So I know.
Well, is there any chance you guys could get to the intimacy intensives that's coming up here this weekend? I mean, that would be so healing for both of you. It would bring you back together.
Where is it?
Southern California.
Yeah, Orange County.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. We did one at one time out west, and it was not good.
Well,
I'm not going to say who or.
Okay,
no,
you
don't need to.
It was
our deal is but our thing is you don't just do it on your own. So you go into a group with a trained Christian clinician, and it makes all the difference in the world.
And
so,
other couples.
Now I'm going to send you Dave's book, Smart Love. Okay. And that's going to be for you to read.
And send.
I'm going to send you. Dave.
Go ahead.
I was going to send him take your life back for her to read to get beyond, because it tells you what you got to do. You know, she's living a reactive life versus responsive, and we want to get her out of that mode. Okay.
And the forgiving the unforgivable might be of help as well for her. Both of them.
The entire book set is coming your way.
Name half a dozen that would work.
And Rodney, can you make a donation of $100? I'm just kidding. We'll send you those three books. And I think there's some healing to be done there. Anybody else, if you want a copy of those books, search your nearest Goodwill. I found many of my books there, and Dave's.
Not mine.
You know what? I found a Life Recovery Bible just the other day, and I left it because I thought somebody's going to get this.
Somebody needs that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, at the Salvation Army, when you find a book, a Bible, they give it to you for free. I love that. Uh-huh. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I want to let you in on a secret. You do not, I know it's going to be earth-shattering here on Valentine's Day, you do not have to be miserable. You don't. You can come from the worst situation and not be miserable. You can have been betrayed many times and not be miserable. You don't have to be reacting to hurt and pain and bitterness and resentment. No, you do not have to live like that. There's a path and a process, and we talk about it in Take Your Life Back. There's a book, a workbook, and an amazing devotional. And there's a workshop coming up in March. If you are tired of living in reaction to the way it used to be, if you're tired of living in your false self, oh my goodness, the false self, not the real self, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's a book, a workbook, a devotional, a workshop, an intensive, something. And I mentioned this before, but this weekend, Dave and I are doing the marriage intensive. Mylon and Kay and I are doing the intensive for intimacy in marriage. And then Dave and I will do Take Your Life Back in March. But it's in Southern California, intimacy intensive for married couples. Come and join us. We are almost full. We may already be, but try. And if you can't afford it, maybe we can find a scholarship for you. But right now, we're going back to the phones because that's what we do. That's what we love to do. And here goes to Michelle. Silver Springs, Maryland is where she's calling from. Michelle, how you doing?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Okay. So I am calling because I am a mother of multiple children.
Okay.
And my husband and I, we are together, but he's been unemployed for a few years, but he's very, very verbally abusive to me and the children. So that includes profanity, calling us names. He calls me stupid all the time. And so I guess my question is, I don't believe in divorce. But my question is, how do I help my children? Because I don't want my girls to think it's okay to be spoken to that way. And I don't want my boys to think it's okay to speak to women that way. So sometimes even when he calls me names, I'll look at my kids and I'll tell them, you know what he's saying is not very nice. And I'll, you know, if he calls one of them stupid, I will tell them right in front of him, you're not stupid. But the thing is, he'll say that I'm trying to undermine him. And I'm not undermining him. I'm protecting my kids. But how far do I let this go?
Michelle, I am so sad for you. I'm so sad for your children that they have been subjected to this. How old are your kids?
We have two that are school age and one that is pre-K and then one that's just a little one-year-old.
Now, you started out by saying, I don't believe in divorce. But what do you believe in?
Right.
I mean, we don't like divorce, but your only option isn't divorce. Have you felt like it was either stay and go through this with him or divorce?
Well, I guess at one point I thought that could be an option. I've asked him. I've told him I think he has some sort of disorder because he thinks he's right about everything. So no matter what I say, even if I try to sit him down and say, look, what you're saying to the kids. It's
all right, Michelle. So you haven't done anything but just talk to him. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So let's hear from Jill and Dave about some hope.
I'm thinking, well, first of all, everything that he is saying to all of you is really how he's feeling about himself. Mm-hmm. And I would tell him that. This man needs a job. Men that don't have jobs, and when it goes on like that, they feel really bad about themselves. And so he is trying to make all of you feel bad about yourselves, but it's really how he is feeling on the inside. It's completely unacceptable. But I think when a man's in this position, it is more devastating than, unfortunately, the loss of a relationship.
Well, he feels like a failure.
Yes, and total failure.
He can't stand that feeling, so he's angry at himself, and he can't stand to be angry at himself too much, so he gets angry at everybody else. But it's
right.
But you're right on, Jill. That's the root of what's going on with him, and he needs to hear this from some man, not from you. I would set up an appointment with the pastor if he won't go to a counselor, and just say I need some help in terms of how I can be supportive of you. Make it that way, and then.
Okay.
Clue the pastor in before you're coming, saying, you know, this is what we're really dealing with, and I don't want to belittle him in front of you, but you need to know what the issues are and help us as a family so that we can survive. And you may need to go to Al-Anon, not because he's got an alcohol problem, he's got an anger problem.
Right.
And
he
it's
really
out of.
Does. Outbursts, sometimes I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells, and one day he's okay, the next day, you know, I don't know, should I speak, should I say hello, because,
you don't know how he's going to respond,
right.
Because it's how he feels about himself, but if you went to Al-Anon or a Christian recovery group for help in applying the 12 steps to your own life, you could find some help there. And I would say to him, I'm not going because you, I'm going to find out how I can manage myself better. I'm going to go for myself. And you do need support.
Okay.
And so you need to, if you can't get a good Al-Anon meeting, you get to a good Bible study where they talk about their lives as well as the Bible. And he really needs to get involved with men.
I'm going to give you a caveat to that, too, because he is very against, how do I say it? Even if, you know, he doesn't like, I keep a Bible in my car. He doesn't like me looking at biblical programs. He said he doesn't want the kids subjected to that. So he's very against it, anything that's biblical.
Well,
because he feels like
why are you putting up with all of this? No job. No faith, control of you, abusive. What what is it with you that says, I need to subject my children to this on an ongoing basis? What
so
got
I
in
don't
you?
Feel like I should. I guess I'm just like, I know divorce is not the right thing to do.
So
I've contemplated,
but you listen. You listen to our show, don't you? You listen to it regularly, right?
I do. You know, it depends on my work schedule. So not every day, but you know, I do a lot.
Okay. So I just want you to know that there are so many options other than divorce. And one of the things you might have heard me say, or any of us, is we can't enable evil in our home. No, we don't want a divorce, but we can't enable evil. We can't subject our children to something evil. And what he's doing is evil. Jill, you have some thoughts
here? I think before you just address his horrible behavior, I think you have to show some understanding of what's going on inside of him. Let him know that he's really hurting. And you suspect that because of what has happened in his life, the loss of job, that he must feel really bad about himself. Because that's the only explanation you can come up with for how badly he treats all of you, right? That it's a reflection of what's going on inside of him. And you don't know how to help him, but you want to come alongside him if he's willing to be helped in this. You know, that you care about who he is as a person, and you know all of this anger. You know, this is not the person that you fell in love with and married, right? I mean...
Okay, so...
okay.
Not so much. Now, he did show signs of having anger while we were dating. But as far as to the extent that it is now, absolutely not the same person. No.
Right. But I guess you're trying to remind him that there's another part of him. You know, there's a better guy in there that's just gotten all twisted up in all of this anger. But unless he, you know, reaches out and allows you to help him, you don't know what to do.
And see, when you divorce isn't something you believe in or don't believe in. It's something you do or don't do. and I always, you know, God hates divorce, but God divorced Israel in Jeremiah. And that's not your answer. But to talk about leaving or separating, maybe what it takes that kind of language to get his attention that says, I'm serious. This is not acceptable.
Right, because we can't go on like this.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to tell him what you're going to do.
No, you just say, I can't continue on like this. And what are you going to do? Well, I don't know yet. But I'm not going to put up with this any longer because it's harmful to me, it's harmful to you, it's harmful to our kids.
I see you destroying yourself and us with you.
Yeah. Please, please don't continue to do what you've been doing. Let us help you make a bold move here. We will be back right after this for more New Life.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. For the first time in my life, I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. We've been talking about a matching gift of $20,000. We're down to $385. If you have a Valentine gift of $385, then it becomes, I believe that would be $750, or something like that. What is it?
Somewhere in there.
$770. Well, anyway, okay. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you can help us. And any gift of any amount, we send you Dave Stoops' fantastic book. He wrote it with his wife, Smart Love. And they're smart, and they're in love, so that makes it good. All right.
And it now takes emotional intelligence and applies it to marriage.
We're going to do two more shows. Both of them will be fantastic. If you'll call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000.
If they can't get through, they need to keep trying.
That's right. And then let me remind you, Intimacy in Marriage, Friday in Orange County. I'll be there. And then I'll be back in Indy to preach on Saturday and Sunday at Northview Church. Okay, let's go to Joey. Joey is from Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Hi, Joey. Are you there, Joey?
Yes, I'm here.
Joey?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hello.
How could we help you, my friend? How you doing?
Well, it's interesting how the Lord has aligned the previous three calls to address a lot of issues in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm at a crossroads right now.
Okay.
And I it's pointed out to me, the Lord revealed to me that I don't know how to love people. I don't know how to love. And it's ended up, it's costed me my marriage right now. I mean, my wife and I have both had affairs. And we have two young children, one's three, and one will be 4 months here in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just, the whole thing has been, I had this baggage I didn't know how to love, and I brought it into our marriage, and I told her that I was going to love her before God, and I didn't, and it's cost me. So I need to unpack that baggage and try to, I don't know, love her, and I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so you both had affairs. Did you have the first one and she had the second one?
Yes.
Okay. And is she still involved with that affair?
Involved as in a relationship, talking relationship, yes. But she says not physically.
But she's still talking to the guy.
Yeah, he reached out to her last night because he was in a dark place, I guess.
Well... Nothing is good here. Jill, what do you think? Dave, chime in.
Where you begin, Joey, is to develop relationships with other men. That sounds illogical.
No, it sounds perfectly logical because I never knew my father.
Okay.
So I've been sort of listless, you know, when it comes to role models, male role models in my life. I don't know how to be a man. I never knew.
Wow, you don't need much prompting. You've got it down. That's exactly what I was going to say to you. Get with some men and find a mentor man. When I was first married, I was a child. I didn't know how to love. My wife didn't know how to love well because of our family backgrounds. But what turned things around for us was I got a mentor at about the 10-year mark of our marriage, and I started to learn something about who I am and who I'm supposed to be before God. And I spent time with this, he was another pastor at the time, and was further down the road than I was. And so not only get into a men's group of Bible study where they talk about the Bible and their life, but find an older man that you can meet with regularly and just have coffee with once a week. It's going to make a big difference in how you develop as a man and how you feel as a man. And what happens mostly, the reason I said it seems illogical, we think we're going to learn how to be a man from getting the right woman in our life. But mm-hmm. we had our mother, and a mother can't teach a son how to be a man. It takes another man, like you said, and they're right on. So that's where I would begin, and then add to that counseling, if you're going to try.
Well, two of you.
We're both in, we're in marriage counseling.
Okay,
I'm in my own counseling, so.
But then I would keep your wife informed. But your wife mm-hmm. has the same inability as you do. It's interesting how when we marry, we're drawn to somebody who's about as comfortable as we are with intimacy, even though they may talk about it more. The actual
it may look different, but it's usually the
experiences
similar.
Of it is still at a similar level. So she needs to do that with women and get a woman as a mentor, an older woman. That's biblical. Paul talks about it with telling the older woman to mentor the younger women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he meant
and
also
men.
She
has been reaching out, but she hasn't been reaching in the right direction, which is my opinion. But she says she'll go to church with me and try all these things. I don't know if she's a believer or not. That's between her and God. I'm stuck.
Well, there's an indication right there of the separation that you guys have. I wish we had more time. I tell you, if you guys could come to the intensive this weekend, the intimacy intensive, there'd be so much healing. If you can't, I wish you could get to take your life back.
But you guys are so
separate. You don't even know if she's a believer. We got to get you back together, fighting for each other,
mm-hmm.
who you really are, caring and loving. And none of that's going to happen if you don't get some serious help. And if she doesn't agree, I can't have any contact.
Right.
With that
She's got to be willing to not have contact. You've got to cut it out like cancer. But for this, at the very least, for the sake of your children.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just rocks children's world to have their parents split up.
If I were you, I would go online and get a couple of copies of Surviving an Affair. I think it's by Harley and his daughter. That's an amazing book that many of us have read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a Life Recovery Conference coming up on May the 20th in Leesburg, Virginia. You can find out about it at newlife.com or liferecoverygroups.com. Really a great place. This is the 25th anniversary this year. We'll celebrate that, of the Life Recovery Bible. And also coming up, just right around the corner, October the 18th through the 27th is our Footsteps of Paul tour. There's some photos on newlife.com. Fastest sign-ups we've ever had for a trip. So there's still some space left. Oh, my goodness. I was over there just a few weeks ago with my son Solomon, and it's going to be something you will never, ever forget. In March, we have Every Man's Battle in Dallas, Texas, and Take Your Life Back is also in Dallas in March. Intimacy in Marriage this weekend. You could fix your marriage this weekend. I mean, you could be headed one way, and by Sunday, headed a totally different direction if you'd come. I hope that you will. If you support us, well, that's a smart thing to do, and we'll send you a copy of Smart Love. It's just for smart people who want to love in a very, very smart way. Dave and Jan did it. It's our way of saying thanks. But please pray for us. Support us if you can. Join us for an intensive, or come on a trip, or come by the studio. We love connecting with you, and every time we meet somebody, we are once again affirmed in the fact that, well, you're just like we thought you were. We kind of believe the same. We kind of have the same kinds of attitudes. So let us get to know you, please. By the way, we're forming a little launch for Mediterranean Love Plan, and you can find out about that at newlife.com. newlifeministries.com. You get some pretty cool things if you help us launch this book. All right, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us on the next two programs, we'd love to have you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.